I'm about to do an interview with Daniel Higginham, and I've got his mum Alison in, and Daniel's gone out the room. So I'm just curious. He's written a book called The Boy Who Was Different. And talking before to Alison, his mum, you said something that you've got sons already and that Daniel surprised you when this book came out. Tell me.
Yeah. He started to write the book after we found out he was diagnosed with Asperger's. And I was surprised when I read it because he did bottle a lot of things up and I didn't realise he was getting bullied or that. I just thought he just, things happened and that was it. But I was surprised at how much it affected him.
Yeah. How different is he to your other sons? Because you've had two sons. You knew straight away something was wrong. But how different?
Completely different. From when he was born, he hated loud noise. If we were all talking around the dinner table and we were getting a bit loud, he'd just shout, off. Yeah. In other words, turn it off, lower it down. From getting dressed of a morning, getting him ready for nursery, you'd go in, you'd dress him. Because he wasn't dressed the way he wanted to get dressed, he'd take all his clothes back off. But it took a while to get him diagnosed.
And how did the other two boys cope?
They found him a little bit strange because he wasn't your typical lad running around playing football, and he'd go and play school and want to be a teacher or want to do stuff completely different.
Have they all grown up together?
They all get on now. They'll get on, but it was a little bit hard because Daniel could be so demanding
when he was younger. Have you seen a change as he gets older? Is it getting easier or not?
Some part of it's getting easier. Other part, obviously, he's growing up, so that's difficult in any teenager. But as I say, he doesn't like change. If you make arrangements with him, you have to stick to the arrangements because he doesn't like, you can't change last minute.
That's interesting. Now, you've come here today. Was that a big issue for him to come?
He was very nervous, but he sorted all this out himself. I knew nothing about it. Right. Until I got the phone call off Jonathan.
Right. Who is my producer.
Yeah.
What do you say to mums? We're going to speak to Daniel in a minute about the book. What do you say to mums who are going through what you've gone through and are still going through?
You've just got to be really patient with them. Pick your battles. Something that's... for instance, Daniel will come home, he'll have his bag on his back and his uniform on. And I'll say, you know, take that off, get uniform off him. And he'll wait for ages because he likes to settle in and get comfy. And I was told when I went to one of the little talks we had that basically you've got like a central nervous system. And because he's in throughout school day, it's chaos and he likes to get home. He needs time to relax. And the weight of his bag actually helps him to stabilise and get him back to normal. Wow. It sounds a bit mad, but...
No, it doesn't. Not at all. Are you proud of him?
Very proud of him. Very proud of him.
He's a nice young man, is he? I'm dying to interview him, so...
He is. He's growing up into a lovely young man.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. And baby's not too well.
No, she's full of colds.
But she's very well behaved.
This is my granddaughter, and she's full of colds.
Very well behaved.
She's a good girl.
Good. Right. You go, I'll get your son in.
Thank you.
I've got a young man and a book in front of me. And the young man's name is Daniel Higginham. And he's got some family with us. So, Daniel, first of all, hi.
Hello.
Now, who have you got with you?
I've got my mum and my niece, Maisie.
And Maisie's not very well. She's lovely, isn't she? But she's not very well.
No, she's not well.
So if we hear any noise, it'll be the baby.
Yeah.
Right. Daniel, I've got a book in front of me called The Boy Who Was Different. First of all, what's the book about and why has it happened?
It's about me growing up with Asperger's syndrome. And I've kind of based it from year 6 to the end of year 8. And I just wanted to... tell everyone what I was going through. Because not many people speak about it. Speak about having Asperger's, so...
Right, tell us what it is.
It's literally... just a book about me growing up, and it's the character in it is called Jude because I didn't want to put my name in it.
So it's based on you?
Yeah.
So tell us about the problems of growing up with Asperger's.
Well, when I started secondary school, I got bullied quite a lot, and I found it tough. And you, with Asperger's, you aren't comfortable with changes. And when changes do happen, you get all stressed and anxious and everything. And that wasn't good for me when I started.
Now, how old are you now?
14.
Right, 14. You're a nice-looking boy. I walk past you in the street. You're just like anybody else.
Yeah.
You just look completely ordinary. Explain in everyday life how Asperger's affects you. So give us a day getting up in the morning.
Well, I'll get up in the morning and I'll get up between like 4:30 and about 6:30. I'm always up early and I have a set routine every morning. So I'll get up, watch the telly, get in the shower, and then I'll leave the house at 7:10. I'll get into school for 8:00. And as soon as I get in, I'll do my homework and it's all set. And then I'll do all my lessons and it's just everything set, really.
And if anything was disrupted, how would that affect you?
I would get very anxious, quite annoyed, because the way I've planned it, it's like I need it to be that way or I will get upset.
Do you get aggressive with it?
Sometimes, yeah.
And have you seen a change as you've got older?
Yeah.
For the better?
Yeah, I know.
Go on, tell us.
Because I'll like get aggressive. I'll sometimes shout at my mum, shout at my little sister, and I don't really mean it. It's just the way my days went. So
you went to the secondary one school. You got bullied.
Yeah.
Why did you get bullied? Because you look no different. You seem no different. You just seem like just anybody else. So how did they discover you were different?
They at first I was struggling in lessons, and people were making fun of me because I didn't understand how the teacher was teaching and they had to go over everything again.
So they got annoyed.
Yeah.
The rest of the class would get annoyed because you would ask. Because you want to learn as well.
Yeah.
Right.
And I didn't understand the way the teachers were talking. Because I sometimes they'll speak like that formally and I just need it to be a bit brought back and just discussed more.
Now, if we were in your bedroom now.
Yeah.
Is that your secret and sacred little world?
Yeah. So I have my desk and I have homework, what I need to do on every single, like, different days. And then I have my laptop. I have tasks on that, what I need to do. And then I'll have, like, my bedroom. It's always made. And then I'll have, like, a chest of drawers and everything's set.
But nothing must be touched. Now, have you got other friends? Oh, you've got friends, of course you've got friends, but have you got other friends who've got Asperger's?
Yeah.
How do two people with Asperger's get on?
Well, at first it's kind of awkward, and then we just get talking, and then because we know what both of us are going through, it's kind of similar. But my friend, he's not like me, so we're quite different, but we have been through the same things.
Right. So he's got a different type of Asperger's.
Yeah.
Right. Could you spot somebody with Asperger's? If you were in school in the playground, could you see someone say they've got Asperger's?
Yeah.
Why?
I find it quite easy because I don't really walk around with friends. I'll just like walk around on the yard and then go and find them. And then if I can't find them, I'll come off the yard and go into the school library. And sometimes there's people walking around on their own and there'll be like people making fun of them. And like I'll see people getting pushed around and that's how I can know, really.
Are the teachers good with you?
Yeah, some of them are, yeah.
Yeah, some aren't.
Yeah, some aren't.
No. How long had you thought about writing this book?
Well, I was going to put it into the 500 words competition on the BBC, and it was recommended by my English teacher, Mr. Mansfield, who stood by me through everything. And he said a few months later, why don't you make it longer? So I made it longer. And then he said, why don't you just get it published? Because it's great. You've done something good and you've done something with your life. So I published it on Amazon and then it came to this.
What have your school friends said?
They've enjoyed reading it.
Are they surprised at reading it?
Yeah.
Has it stopped the bullying?
it has and hasn't, because there's some boys who used to bully me who aren't bullying me anymore. But then there's people who were like, I wouldn't...
Jealous, the
yeah,
word you're looking for.
Yeah, jealous. Yeah.
Been down there, done it, read the book. I know exactly what you mean. They'll be jealous that I'm holding a book written by you. They've done nothing in their life. You've got a book. I mean, that's amazing. Are you pleased with the book?
Yeah.
What does it say? Give us a flavour of the book.
It's just about me, like, living with Asperger's syndrome and everyday life, really.
Now, when... Eventually, if you haven't already got a girlfriend,
yeah,
I'm waiting to see if you blush, because if you blush, it means you've got a girlfriend. You're starting to go slightly red. You haven't, right? Is she going to have to be a special lady to live with somebody? Your mother's nodding behind you. Your mother is nodding like there's no. In fact, the baby's nodding as well.
she's going to have to be quite patient.
Yeah. So give us a scenario, an idea of the worst time for you. Give me, looking back to what's happened to you, think of a really bad time. It just gives the listeners a flavour of what it's about.
Just starting secondary school, I didn't like it. Like, after primary school, I was looking forward to getting out of that primary school because I didn't like it whatsoever. And when I started, I was all right, and then a few weeks later, the bullying just kicked in and it was just awful. And I used to tell my mum all the time, saying, I used to look forward to coming to this school and I hate it. I don't even want to go in anymore.
But I used to get bullied at school. I used to get bullied at school because I'm gay. And I didn't know I was gay in those days. I mean, I did, but I mean, it wasn't. So I got bullied. So there are a lot of people that get bullied for very things. People get bullied with ginger hair. People get bullied being fat. We all have to deal with it. Do you deal with it or not? Because of your Asperger's?
I kind of bottle it all up. Right. And then I just end up lashing out on a certain day. If someone's pushed that button, then I've just gone.
What are you like in class in lessons? I know you want to know more. That came over before. But what are you like in lessons?
At first, I was dead nervous. I wouldn't talk to anyone. But now I'm kind of more open and I'll put my hand up sometimes. I still don't like it if I get asked a question and I don't know the answer. And because, you know what boys are like, they'll just start laughing at nothing. But I've kind of got better in lessons, so.
Well, the baby's agreeing with you now, so we're getting somewhere with this. We're getting some feedback off the baby. For those people who just joined us, Daniel has got his niece with him. Yeah. And his mum. And she's not been very well, little girl, but she's very well behaved. She's a very pretty little girl. She's got beautiful. She's got pianist fingers. She's got long fingers, so she's going to be a pianist. Will there be another book?
Yeah, I've nearly finished my next one.
What's the second one going to be about?
It's about me finishing year 8. Looking forward to the summer holidays, obviously. And then dealing with the new situation in year 9. So it's just about all of year 9, really, and how I was feeling in school and at home. And
the book's called The Boy Who Was Different. How can they find it?
It's on Amazon, so you can either search my name, Daniel Hennigan, or you can search The Boy Who Was Different on Google, and it'll come up straight away.
And what's been the reaction been to the book?
It's been quite good. I've had about 200 copies sold, which is good. Everyone's just been dead supportive, and there's been then people who are like, oh, why are you doing that? Why did you do that? And just asking me a load of stupid questions.
Would this be a good book for parents to read?
Yeah.
With Asperger's? I'll ask your mum that. She doesn't have to answer, just nod your head. Would this help parents with Asperger's?
Yeah.
It would. Yeah, it would. That's great. That's from Daniel's mum, which is interesting because is it a thing... Or do you know if it's a thing, Daniel, that is growing, or are there a lot of people with Asperger's, or is it rare?
There are quite a lot of people, but they don't tend to tell everyone, so they just kind of keep it to themselves. But there's probably millions and millions of people who haven't been diagnosed.
Can you grow out of it?
I don't think you can. I think it'll always stay with you.
So, as a married man, years to come, life's going to be controlled. So yeah. you're going to have a very patient lady.
Yeah.
You're going to have everything in place. So yeah. you're going to be, and with work as well, you're mm-hmm. going to have to find a job or go down a road that is going to be able to help you with Asperger's that yeah. they can deal with. Have you any ideas what you want to do?
Yeah. I want to work on the radio when I'm older.
You want to work on the radio when yeah. you're older? When you're older, there won't be any radio left, but that's another story. I promise you faithfully, that'll be taped.
This is a
It'll all be computerised. Yes.
Doing what on radio? What would you like to do?
Being a presenter, really.
Being a presenter?
Yeah.
What happens when it all breaks up? You'll be in a hell of a state.
Oh, well, I'll start...
Four screens to look at, nine knobs, things over there.
I'll start presenting on ITV.
Oh, I see. What do you want when people have got this book? And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, it's easy to read. It's big writing, which is great, with pictures. It's easy. It's very thin. It's the thinnest book I've ever seen yeah, in my life.
I didn't want to make it too long because even I get sick of reading and I wouldn't have read it also.
Well, my autobiography was a little bit like that, but it's not quite as thin as this one. But that's great. But I see the logic in it. I think it's great. And also, I did what you did. I put a picture on every page because I want people to turn over and not be bored and go, oh, and oh. So that helps with it. So that's great. Mm-hmm. What do you want people who've read this, when they've put it down, what do you want them to say about the book?
Oh, my God. That's what I want them to say, because especially nowadays, everything's digital and everyone's just looking at the screens, teenagers just on their Xbox and everything. And I've done that to show people how I feel. And I want people to just, like, say, it's just great that he's done that. Because you don't get many teenagers doing that anymore.
What's the book called?
The Boy Who Was Different.
And where can they find it?
Amazon.
And what do they look up?
They look up The Boy Who Was Different on Google, or they can just search my name on Amazon.
And spell your name for them in case I can't say it, because it's Hinnigan, isn't it?
Yeah, it's HINNIGAN.
Daniel, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.